Good morning and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. Maybe it's not morning where you are, but it is here because it's Friday, January 20th, 2012. And I, your host, Adam Paulus, I'm having problems with my network this morning. So it's a really good question whether or not you're going to hear this in a timely fashion. Let's hope that you are. So let's move on with what we are talking about this week. I am scooting over to my other monitor to talk about movies. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Contraband with $24.3 million, followed by Beauty and the Beast in 3D, $17.8 million. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, $11.7 million. Joyful Noise, $11.2 million. And Sherlock Holmes Game of Shadows rounded out the top five with $8.6 million. This week, they will be joined by Underworld Awakening, Haywire, Red Tails, Miss Bala, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, and some other stuff in limited release. In the news, the big story this week is that Mega Upload, a file sharing service, storage service, has been shut down by the feds due to piracy concerns. As a result, the group Anonymous has taken several related websites off the web, including various music publishing organizations, the MPEAA, and some government sites via DDoS attacks. That's a distributed denial of service. Priceline will be killing off the Priceline Negotiator in its ads, better known to you and me as William Shatner. Dane Cook tried out a new set at the Laugh Factory this week, which importantly was not very good. A number of people, including T.J. Miller, one of our nation's most precious resources, the funny people, had a lot to say about the set, and apparently it was pretty unpleasant. You can read more about it on avclub.com. Jeff Smith's Bone Comics have been in talks to be movies for a while. They even had action figures in the 1990s, and apparently they're moving along with somebody named P.J. Hogan to direct. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Plush. You want plush? We got plush. Buy one, get a second 40% off. Check site for details on this in-stock offer, including Cthulhu, Godzilla, Star Wars, Portal, and much, much, much more. You'll want to see them, but the sale ends soon, so go to sale.entertainmentearth.com or don't. What else is new? For toys, Hasbro's Marvel Universe Sentinel X-Men variant action figure is here, and it's pretty cool. It's colored like the cartoon, sort of. Diamond Select Toys announced this morning that they're going to do Fear Itself Minimates based on last year's Marvel crossover. You're wondering the new LEGO Friends figures can use existing hair pieces and helmets? The answer is basically yes. A video at the Brothers Brick shows a pretty neat montage of the LEGO Friends minifigure with the various hats and helmets and beards and other accessories of other LEGO figures from over the years. An unknown person or company has started work on a small-scale, possibly custom, Transformers Mount St. Hilary playset. It's yellow, plastic, and sized for your tiny robots in disguise. As a Legends fan, I'm very interested. More as we have it. I don't know how it's coming out, what they're calling it, what country will release it, or if it's getting a release. Also, some pictures have got out of tiny, deformed, transforming Transformers called Botshots. Think Transformers meets Battle Beasts. Finally, Transformers BotCon Metalhawk has been revealed. It's Generation Thunderwing with a new head, also Black Shadow or Sky Shadow, depending on where you come from. The creative folks at Spy Monkey Creations, best known for their awesome Masters of the Universe compatible weapons and Glios parts, are combining everything into a large $20 package where you get a bunch of weapons that assemble to make a really cool bird. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's cool. If you like Masters of the Universe Classics or Faden and the Outer Spacemen, check out Spy Monkey Creations. We're not affiliated with them. I just think it's an interesting fan-made project. Other new stuff this week. Weta. We added tons of new Weta items from New Zealand. Adventures of Tintin, Snowy Statue, District 9. Good stuff. We also added the Mighty Python and the Holy Grail King Arthur Helmet, Sesame Street Cookie Monster Wooden Wall Clock, and the Pirates of the Caribbean Treasure Chest Paperweight, which looks like you can put your business cards in there. New arrivals include the Star Trek Next Generation Enterprise D pre-assembled model kit, which is a statue, Green Lantern Series 5 action figure set, and finally, after a long, 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 long time, we now have Gentle Giant, Avatar, busts of Neytiri and Suse. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope everything works out and you can hear this. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and tell a friend. Twitter.com/EntEarth, and your friends, of course, are everywhere.